The play you're about to hear, The Revenge, is an experiment in terms of sound. It's a play written for radio without dialogue. Now, the play's been recorded in binaural stereo, and to achieve the full effect of binaural stereo, you should listen on stereo headphones plugged into your stereo receiver. Now, you can enjoy the play in ordinary stereo through speakers and indeed in mono, but it's important that you listen at the correct level, and if you're listening in stereo, that your speakers are correctly balanced. Now, I have with me Ronald Mason, head of drama radio, and Andrew Sachs, author and principal character of The Revenge. We're going to talk for a few minutes about the idea of doing a play without dialogue, and we hope that during our conversation you will adjust your set so that you can listen under the best possible circumstances. Now, first is Ronald Mason, and he's going to explain something about the history behind this play without dialogue.
Well, oddly enough, it originated from an interview with Tom Stoppard. Tom Stoppard, oddly enough, because for him words are tremendously important, and he's an enormous power with words.
Yeah.
But he was talking about radio drama and suggested that it ought to be possible to write a play with more sound effects than dialogue, where the sound of the things that were happening became the dominant narrative thread. He then went on to suggest even more that it ought to be possible to make a play with no dialogue in it whatsoever.
Yeah, but this is something, Andrew Sachs, that you'd already thought of.
Well, yes, in 1963, about. I wrote it as an idea then.
Why?
Well, because I thought that very often in radio plays people seem to never stop talking, and I thought, well, it would be quite nice to have something other than talk that tells a story.
I mean, radio is about sounds, isn't it? Which, I mean, includes words and music, but the sounds themselves are equally important, and which is why we recorded The Revenge on location and used the natural sounds that happened at the time. And there are no effects records or anything like that. The sounds are real.
Yeah.
And, of course, there are 11 actors in the cast.
Yes, but they are very subsidiary characters. I mean, the whole narrative thread is carried by Andrew as the principal character in the play. And it's important that we realise that the microphone is with him and with his adventure from the beginning of the play to its climax.
Right. And also, I think we should explain this isn't the start of a series of plays without words, is it?
No, it certainly is not. Radio is a medium where the word is all important. The word has so much power. Of course not.
It is odd that people ask me, well, how can you possibly do it, write a play without words? And yet it's so simple, really. If you have the sound of a man walking down the street, you can tell from that whether he's got a limp, whether he's got a wooden leg, whether he's stumbling over something, whether he's running, whether he's at peace with the world or whatever. It tells you so much without the use of a single word.
I was at an international meeting of heads of drama in Baal, and I told them about The Revenge, about this play without words. And they became enormously excited and said, well, would you let me see the script? And I say, well, the script is a funny thing, you know, it's a sort of series of stage instructions. And it wasn't until after that meeting was over that I thought to myself, well, I don't have to send them a script at all. I could send them a recording because it will go in any language.
Yes, there's certain things, I suppose, that are local. For instance, dialing for the police, dialing 999 is a very British thing, and perhaps somebody in Japan, if they want the police, has to dial, I don't know what they dial.
But The Revenge does require fairly concentrated listening, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
This is why I think listeners should listen in as quiet a room as possible, preferably with the windows closed, and if they can arrange it so they're not distracted during the 20-odd minutes the play runs, and there are as few extraneous sounds as possible, I think it will help them to enjoy The Revenge as a play, which is what it is, after all.
Oh, yes, it's just a very simple thriller, really.
Yeah.
But I think that what is absolutely important when you are listening to this play is to remember that implicit in the title is the theme.
Ronald Mason, Andrew Sachs, thank you very much.
The Revenge, a play for radio without words, by Andrew Sachs.
Thank you. Oh.
The Revenge, a play for radio without words, was written by Andrew Sachs, who also played the man. Others taking part were Graham Ashley, Sean Barrett, Michael Deacon, Blaine Fairman, Leonard Fenton, Francis Jeter, Fraser Carr, Melody Lang, Paul Roseberry, and John Rye. Technical realization was by Lloyd Silverthorne. The play was directed by Glyn Dearman.